The Equality Commission says it is opposed to DUP proposals to put a conscience clause in the law. Its Chief Commissioner Michael Wardlow said it would weaken legal rights for the gay community. Speaking on the BBC's The View, he says he didn't think the proposed legislation addressed the key issue of conscience.
No, because at the minute the sexual orientation regulations do have exceptions and there are safeguards for religious organisations. This is actually moving it out to say that people who are trading, Christians who are trading in the commercial realm, should be free to discriminate effectively against LGBT. And that actually, that's one of the reasons I raised earlier that we have concerns. It actually doesn't strike a fair balance. Why, for example, is it only LGBT? And why does it say that, for example, it's promoting and endorsing and encouraging, and I'm not quite sure what that means. For example, gay people may, for example, go to a solicitor, ask for a will to be drawn up, and a solicitor feels that he could be morally complicit in an immoral act and say, no, go somewhere else. So this leaves gay people much less protected than they currently have in receiving goods.
Well, the PEP councillor, Julianne Corr-Johnson, is also scathing about the idea.
On one hand, they tell us the British identity of Northern Ireland citizens is under threat, whilst at the same time deny British citizens like me access to British laws and British rights, laws and rights that received royal assent from our Queen. And on that basis, I wholeheartedly condemn the Democratic Unionist Party for attempting to legalise discrimination in Northern Ireland and segregating citizens from the rest of the UK. Shame on them.
Well, obviously, we need to get your views this morning on this. You know the number, 08459 555 678. The TUV leader, Jim Allister, with us this morning. Morning, Jim.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Sinn Féin's Catriona Ryan. Good morning to you, Catriona.
Good morning, Stephen.
Where do you stand on this, Jim?
Well, I stand on the side of freedom of conscience. I think it's scandalous that the Equality Commission, who has this malevolent expansionist agenda, not satisfied with equality laws as they presently are, wishes to push the boundaries through this persecution of Ashers Bakery to try and get a judgment which will warrant this denial of freedom of conscience. You know, the problem with our human rights law is the equilibrium of it has got totally out of kilter, where certain rights trump other rights. And freedom of conscience and freedom of religion is something that has been pushed away down the pecking order to be trumped by other rights. And, you know, it's not just about the Ashers Bakery case, which illustrates the point very well. But the lunacy of this stance of the Equality Commission means, for example, if someone came into a Jewish bakery and said, I want a cake iced, exalting what ISA did in Paris and the attack on the Jewish community there, according to Dr. Wardlow, the Jewish bakery would be breaking the law if he said, sorry, we couldn't in conscience do that. That's how ludicrous things have got.
And that sounds ludicrous, Catriona, does it not?
Well, first of all, Stephen, I'd just like to make sure that your listeners know that Sinn Féin is absolutely opposed to this so-called conscience clause. It's a knee-jerk reaction by the DUP. It's the first step on a slippery slope to regressive equality, and it is not about protecting rights of Christians. It's a political game to erode rights of the DUP. Let's remind ourselves, the DUP in the past were opposed to the decriminalisation of the gay community. They were opposed to any...
Well, you're going back into the distant past here, Catriona, and if you want us to go back into the past of what Sinn Féin didn't support in the past, we can do that too.
Stephen, I'm not going back into the distant past. We just need to look at what Jim Wells and his predecessor are doing to the gay community and how they're discriminating against them and not even accepting rulings in the court. We just need to see how they are squandering public money defending the indefensible. So Sinn Féin is absolutely clear on this. We will not tolerate discrimination of our LGBT and gay community.
But what about the example that Jim Allister just gave of the Jewish bakery and what they would be forced to do if this conscience clause does not go through?
Well, what the Equality Commission are doing and what they were set up to do is to test equality law. So that's what this case is doing.
But you're not addressing the point that Jim just made.
No, because you see, what the point that Jim is making is an irrelevancy in relation to this debate. Jim,
it's too hard.
Jim Allister, on every single debate in the Assembly, has voted against the LGBT community. And what he and the DUP are trying to do is erode the rights of LGBT, and they're trying to cite ridiculous examples to stop their rights. And we are not going to tolerate that. And what we are saying to all the other parties in the Assembly, join us and make sure that this bill does not go through.
Go on, Jim.
Well, it's quite clear Sinn Féin has no answer to the point I make, because, you know, this is a ridiculous proposition by the Equality Commission. They do want to suppress freedom of conscience. And when I take it outside the confines of the LGBT community and apply it to another equally applicable example, Sinn Féin have no answer. And that underscores...
How preposterous the idea is.
Look, a business has to operate in a commercial world, but a business is also entitled not to have their freedom of conscience and their religious freedoms trumped by anything else. And that is why, because Sinn Féin, at their insistence, aided by the Equality Commission, has succeeded in creating a hierarchy of rights at which religious freedom and freedom of conscience have been pushed down the pecking order. That's why we're now in this situation. Not satisfied with that, the Equality Commission, they obviously have too much money if they're wasting it on ventures like this.
What's the Equality Commission's role to assess... Jim, it's the Equality Commission's role to assess cases like this. It's not wasting money just because you disagree with them.
That's the point I wanted to make.
The Equality Commission themselves have acknowledged that what they are trying to do here is to push the boundaries of the law. So they have an expansionist, I would say malevolent, agenda to push the boundaries of the law. That's why they're bringing this case, to try and get on side that which they currently have on side, a court judgment which will vindicate the persecutory action that they wish to take against Asher's Bakery. Now, I don't think that is the role of the Equality Commission.
Okay, go on, Katrina.
That's why I say they've too much money if they're prepared to waste it on this matter.
Well, Stephen, what I was going to say precisely, the Equality Commission have a very important role in our society, and part of their role is to test the law. And like Sinn Féin want a Bill of Rights to be brought forward where all of this, there can be a legal framework and a political framework. It is our job to legislate, but it is not our job to legislate to discriminate against a community. And this business about the Christian community being discriminated against, nothing could be further from the truth. What this is about is discriminating against the LGBT community. And
this is not discrimination.
Jim, I'd like to ask you a question. Do you think it would be okay? Do you think it would be okay for a same-sex couple to go to a mortgage lender who had Maria, in inverted commas, so-called Christian principles, and that mortgage lender says to that couple, sorry, I don't believe in your rights, so I'm not going to lend you a mortgage. Do you think that would be okay?
Sorry, I will. This is not discrimination. This bakery did not refuse to serve this.
I asked you about the mortgage lender.
A mortgage lender would, if they refused to serve someone because they were homosexual, of course they'd be in breach of the current equality law. But the bakery didn't do that, and yet they're being persecuted and hounded. If they did,
Will you be voting against the bill then, Jim?
No, of course I will be supporting anything which protects freedom of conscience and seeks to rectify the inequality which has been built into our equality law to the disadvantage of those who dare to have a Christian faith. And the Equality Commission is in a vendetta, an anti-Christian vendetta, as this case demonstrates. No surprise to me.
Equality Commission would absolutely deny that, obviously.
Oh, of course they would deny that.
But that's
the perception of many, myself included.
And Jim, do you support the owner of a bed and breakfast, or indeed a hotel, who decides that because they do not, their beliefs do not support gay marriage or indeed homosexual union, would you support someone that owned a hotel being able to say to a gay couple, you're not sleeping in the same bed under this roof tonight, get out?
Yes, I support a B&B couple who own their own house and should have control over their own premises to be able to be selective in that way, because they are being asked to endorse a lifestyle. They have been asked to endorse a lifestyle which offends their Christian belief and their conscience, and I think they should have the freedom of conscience to decline to do that. And sadly, the constant attack upon the Christian ethos and Christian belief
and Jim,
is manifested
And Jim, let's just go through a few other examples. I think this is another example Michael Wardlow gave, actually. Should a solicitor be able to refuse to do a will for a gay couple?
Well, a solicitor, under the solicitor's order, enter some particular obligations quite apart from...
Should they be able to refuse, Jim, to do a will?
Well, I'm trying to explain to you that a solicitor under the solicitor's order has extra obligations in respect of taking on clients and cases quite apart from the equality law. So I think there would be restraints which would restrict a solicitor in that way. But I think that anyone in business where they can legitimately, not on a whim, but where they can legitimately make a point that their freedom of conscience is being impugned should have the right to stand up in defence of their freedom of conscience. Is that too much to ask? And I go back to the example I gave about the Jewish bakery. Who in their right mind would say that Jewish bakery should have to bake and ice a cake exalting the assault or the Holocaust or what happened in Paris? I think the whole thing's preposterous. And it's quite clear just how far people have lost the run of themselves on these matters. It's time to get our feet back in the ground and live in some reality.
Here's the number today, 0845 955 678. David in Belfast. Morning, David.
Good morning, Stephen. I've never heard the like of it in all my life. That's why, as a Protestant gay man, I'm very pleased we have Sinn Féin in government and we have the SDLP and the Lions in government, because the DUP, the Ulster Unionists who voted for this, and, of course, the Grand Old Duke of York there himself, at the end of the day, they're only trying to discriminate against gay people in this country, and it is an absolute damn disgrace that in 2015, if two gay men are being together, as long as I've been 25 years and I want to marry my partner, I cannot do that in Northern Ireland. He wants to discriminate even further. If I want to go to a hotel tonight, some hotel, because they're Christians, they can turn around and say to me, no. It is discrimination. It will attack the black community, the Chinese community, the Muslim community. The DUP has a record in the last 12 months attacking the Muslims, attacking the Irish language, and attacking the gay community. Maybe Peter Punt needs to look at himself and needs to look on his own person. He actually said on TV last night that he didn't care where the blood came from, but it's good. A gay man's blood is every bit as good as anybody else's, and it's discrimination. That's what it is, and as a Protestant, I am disgusted to say I'm a Protestant.
Let me let Jim Alster engage with you, David. What would you like to ask Jim Alster this morning?
Stop discriminating against people in this society. If you run a business, and no matter what that business is, I understand the cake rye. At the end of the day, you do what the customer asks you to do. That's why you're in business.
Let me let Jim engage with you, David.
Well, two things. First of all, in the cake rye, it was not an act of discrimination against the customer because they were homosexual. It was the bakery, in my view, quite legitimately saying, what you ask us to do offends our right of freedom of conscience, our religious perceptions, and therefore we are sorry we cannot do what you ask.
Go on, David.
It wasn't that they were refused. It wasn't that he was refused because he was homosexual.
At the end of the day, this was run by two gay men or two lesbians. At the end of the day, and a straight couple come in and they turned around and said, we don't want you to stay here because you're straight. There would be a public outcry, and at the end of the day, it would be right, because you're discriminating against one section of the community, and that's what the DUP, the Ulster Unions, and some of them, and indeed the TUP are trying to do, discriminate, and they shouldn't get away with it. And thank God.
That's a very, That's a very foolish example, well, because
isn't it very foolish example? At the end of the day, you constantly attack the gay community.
Are you saying to me it would be against the conscience
community
of a gay couple to allow a straight couple to stay in their hotel? I don't think you really are when you think about it.
If people want to stay in a hotel, two gay men want to go tonight to a hotel and want to stay in that hotel is serving a business. They're serving the community. Not saying we only can serve the Christian community, we can serve it. Do you realise, Jim, what is going on in this country? Do you realise gay people are attacked, beat up, homes attacked constantly? Never make the headlines, but that's what's happening in this society. And what you and your colleagues and the unionist parties are doing is saying to people, carry on, discriminate and attack the gay community. That's what's happening. Wake up and come to your senses.
I reject that absolutely. I reject that absolutely. What I do recognise is that there are those, and some of them are in the gay community, who are anxious to push their own agenda, and who constantly take every opportunity to be offended about it.
Okay, Katrina, go ahead. Okay, Katrina Ryan.
Well, first of all,
hold on, Jim.
We've heard a lot from you, and we've heard a lot of what could be termed incitement to hatred.
Oh, hold on. Jim Allister would absolutely reject that. And Jim, I do want to give you a chance to respond to that. And then, Katrina, we'll come back to you. But you've just said something there that I need to let Jim respond to.
That's fine.
Of course, I totally repudiate any incitement to hatred on any grounds, and nothing I've said could be interpreted as that. You know, as it got to the point where you can't even rationally defend a point of view without being accused in this maelstrom of trying to whip things up, of saying, oh, that is
okay.
Exciting.
All right, Katrina, let's address the point rather than the person.
Well, yeah, I will, but we've heard a lot from Steve, from Jim, and some of the comments I do have to take issue with. And first of all, I would like to applaud David for coming on and calling it as it is. And he's absolutely right. I sit on the policing board and I can see the level of attacks on our gay, particularly our gay community, and attacks on their homes. And it's absolutely disgraceful. And one of the reasons attacks like this are happening is because there's an attempt by the DUP, supported by the PUV, to discriminate against our LGB and T
community. That's a preposterous thing to say. Sorry, that's absolutely outrageous.
I didn't interrupt you, Jim. I didn't interrupt you.
I didn't say outrageous things.
Well, maybe what you need to do is listen to my argument. And you've had plenty of time on this programme. What we need to do as a society is make sure that all our citizens are protected. We need to legislate to protect all citizens, not just some. And I don't want to see any of our minorities discriminated against or attacked in their homes. And what we need to do is make sure that this so-called conscience clause bill does not go ahead. And what I pledge to David and all the minorities in our society, Sinn Féin will do everything we can to make sure this bill does not pass. And we are calling...
Are you going to make any pledges to people who have a religious faith in this society, who also vote for your party, who feel that their right to express their faith is being diminished?
Yes, well, first of all, I will make pledges to people of religious faith, because religious belief is one of the nine grounds under Section 75. And in fact, any of the motions that we brought, in fact, I brought to the Chamber in relation to equal marriage, put in a clause saying that we protect the rights of religious people as well. But this, let's not pretend that this bill is about discrimination against Christians. Nothing could be further.
Okay. Katrina, thank you.
Christians are well protected in our society.
All right. Katrina, thank you very much indeed. And Jim Allister, before we let you go this morning, you were in the DUP in the 80s when the DUP, and Katrina alluded to it earlier, which is why I'm bringing it up. Katrina alluded to the DUP once supporting the Save Ulster from Sodomy campaign. In other words, keep gay sex illegal. And you were in the DUP during that period. Is that still your position, that gay sex should be illegal, Jim?
Well, of course, you're right. You made the telling observation of what were the Sinn Féin doing in the 1980s. And there's quite a story there, of course. But I accept that in 2015, the law is as the law is. It may not be all I would like it to be, but you've heard nothing from me campaigning for a change in the law.
Well, so could you just give me a straight answer?
Am I doing that? I'm telling you that in the 1980s, I certainly opposed. I believed it was the beginning of heading down a wrong road. So I opposed the legislative change that was made. I was perfectly entitled to do that. Is someone going to suggest?
Have you changed your mind, Jim? It's not that hard a question.
I accept what the law of the land is.
Yeah, but do you support the law that says, you know, accepting it is one thing. Do you think gay sex should be illegal?
Gay sex to me is an obnoxious thing, but there are other things in society that are obnoxious to me. I haven't sought to change the law. And I suppose as a legislator, I might have had that opportunity. Yeah.
You publicly, Jim Allister, campaigned to keep gay sex illegal. That's what you publicly campaigned for.
And is that now a crime?
You're not being vilified. You've been asked a question, Jim. Have you retreated from that position? Is the only question I'm asking.
There is no campaign now on the question of the legality of homosexuality. There is no campaign.
I'm asking about your personal position,
why,
Jim.
I think I've answered it.
Have you retreated from your position that gay sex should be illegal?
If you're wanting me to say that I think it was wrong in the 1980s to campaign against the legalization of homosexuality, then you're going to be disappointed. I don't think it was wrong. But if you're asking me, is that now the campaign of 2015? No, it's not.
Stephen, could I ask you one question, please?
Simple.
Stephen, at the end of the day, why would two straight people, man or woman, have a problem with what two gay men does or what two gay ladies do? Why do straight people have problems with what other people do? Now, they must be insecure of their own sexuality whenever they're turning around and worrying what gay people are up to.
They say that it's what the Bible teaches. It's their religious belief, Stephen.
At the end of the day, Stephen, look, we're living in Europe now. We're living in a society where all kinds of different people live. We can't just have Northern Ireland all Protestant.
All right.
We're all Roman Catholic. We're living in Europe.
Okay. Right. Jim Allister, thanks very much for coming on this morning. Paul Given from the DUP with us now. Good morning to you, Paul.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. So let's just remind ourselves what this aims to do. It aims to create a legal exemption on grounds of strongly held religious beliefs, right? And it would amend equality legislation so that it would be unlawful to restrict the provision of goods, facilities and services so as to avoid endorsing, promoting or facilitating behaviour and beliefs which conflict with strongly held religious convictions, Paul, right? And the Ashers Bakery case is what has prompted you to bring this to the fore.
That's correct, yes.
Can I ask you if a hotel should have the right to throw two gay people out because they want to sleep in the same bed together? Is that same hotel obliged to check the merit that a straight couple that's standing there have a marriage certificate before the hotel lets them sleep together?
Well, the issue around the accommodation aspect of what I'm seeking to do relates to the bed and breakfast case of Hazel Mary Bull, where this Christian lady in England ran a B&B, and she took a view that for her Christian beliefs, only married couples should be allowed to have a double bed in her B&B. So heterosexual couples, she declined access to a double bed, as well as homosexual couples. But then there was a case taken against her by a homosexual couple that they were discriminated against, and the Supreme Court found her guilty. And on the back of that, Baroness Hale, who's the Vice President of the Supreme Court, said in Dublin only last year that we needed to tackle this issue around reasonable accommodation. Have we found the right balance for people like Hazel Mary Boo, isn't able to provide her services in a way that's consistent with her faith? So my consultation is about trying to tackle a real issue where people of faith are being persecuted by the state, by the commission, using taxpayers' money to take them through the courts where they are faced with potentially losing their livelihood. So I ask the question, is there no space in Northern Ireland anymore for our faith communities?
Well,
should Christians not be able to provide services?
It's clear, Paul, that Sinn Féin are going to block this bill through the petition of concern, presumably. So you're wasting time here, aren't you? Is this just electioneering? You know Sinn Féin aren't going to let it go through.
Well, it's not electioneering. This is a very sincere and genuine attempt to try and seek a resolution. Does anybody deny that the MacArthur family, that own the Actors Bakery, are not a sincere couple with Christian values that are providing a valuable service to Northern Ireland, where there's employment and people are in jobs as a result of what they do? But are we saying that there's not a place anymore for them in Northern Ireland? Are we saying that the Catholic Church, who have done a superb job when it comes to placing children into care through adoption agencies, are no longer allowed to provide that service because of their religious ethos? Are we saying that Catholic people are to be denied access to their church when it comes to adoption?
And just similar, Paul, to the example I gave you earlier, do you think, in the same way that you're being asked questions about the homosexual community, do you think a hotel, for example, should be able to turn away a straight couple because the hotel owner, bed and breakfast owner, believes that that straight couple is not married, are not married, and intend to sleep together, which may be against the bed and breakfast owner's religious beliefs?
Well, there is an issue around a bed and breakfast where I think it's very clearly defined that there is an issue for that single owner. When you come to a hotel, and this is something that I'm seeking views on, can you ascribe a conscience to a corporate identity? I think that is something where we're needing to look at that and see, is that necessary to define more clearly?
Well, what's your view on it?
Well, the point here, Stephen, is my view is, what's the public's view?
What's the public's view, Paul? The public vote for you to also have a view and tell them your position as well as you establishing their position.
Well, Stephen, I didn't need to have a public consultation on what I'm doing. A private member's bill does not have a requirement to do that. I could have just taken this straight into the Assembly. But I actually wanted, in good faith, to have a public debate about this.
Yeah, so you're having a public debate, Paul. But listen, MLAs across Northern Ireland, you're not these blank characters. So people want to know what they are voting for, which is why I'm simply trying to establish what you personally stand for. Now, if you owned a B&B, do you think you should have the right to turn away a straight couple who intend to sleep together but who are not married? Should you have the right to turn them away?
Hazel Mary Bull should have had that right. That was within her deeply held religious convictions, and that was the policy she applied to.
And Paul, if you owned a bed and breakfast, would you turn that straight couple away for trying to sleep together who were not married?
What my personal views are on this is actually wholly irrelevant to what I'm trying to take forward. A politician's job is to recognise where there's social injustice, where people are feeling persecuted, and our faith communities do feel persecuted.
Why are you hiding your personal views?
Well, it isn't a case of hiding my personal views. I think most people will know by the way I try to conduct myself the type of character that I have.
So tell us then, if you owned a B&B, would you turn away a straight couple who were wanting to sleep together? Young couple go out on a Saturday night and they come in. It's clear they're not married. They come in to a B&B and they want to sleep together and they're not married. Would you turn them away?
Would you turn them away, Stephen, if you owned a B&B?
It's not, you know my role as a broadcaster is not to give my personal opinion. Your role as a politician is to tell people what you stand for.
No, my role as a politician is to actually represent people who come to me.
Well, they need to know who they're voting for, don't they? What they're voting for. Why won't you give us your personal opinion?
Well, my personal opinion, as taken forward in my consultation, is clear. That there is an issue of someone's conscience, people should have the freedom to abide by that. So let's get down to the real issue here, because it's been sidetracked into the homosexual community feeling that they're the victims.
Actually, I was asking a question about the straight community there as well.
Yeah, that's correct. No, I'm not talking. Let me be clear. If a heterosexual individual had came in to a bakery and asked for that cake to be produced with, "I support gay marriage," I would support the right of ashers to say to that heterosexual individual, "I'm not going to produce that cake for you," because it's not about the individual.
Okay, and you've given me your personal opinion on that. So would you please give me your personal opinion on if a straight couple go into a hotel, go into a bed and breakfast and want to sleep together and they're not married, would you turn them away if you owned that B&B?
What I would, what I am trying to do is give people like Hazel Mary Bull the opportunity to abide by her conscience.
You've ducked it again. You wouldn't tell us what you would.